With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome to this exciting episode of EvoStick Extra. I'm Ben Hughes, and coming up in the show, we'll be previewing this weekend's crucial, and I mean proper crucial, if we were talk sport or Sky Sports News, I'd imagine we'd play some dramatic music at this moment in time. Yeah, that's right, music like that. So, coming up in the show, we'll be previewing this weekend's crucial matches with the nonleaguedaily.com's very own Mark Carruthers. Plus, of course, we'll be reviewing last weekend's nearly as crucial matches with the NPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes. But coming up now, here's the news with Ben. Over to you, Ben. And we start on a sour note this week as the league has received resignations of membership from Brigtown and Rainworth Miners Welfare, with a request that they both be relegated to Step 5 of the National League system at the end of this current season. The NPL board has reluctantly accepted the club's resignations. Both clubs will now be allocated a Step 5 league for season 2015-16, as decided by the Football Association. These two resignations, plus that of Norton United FC, will mean no club will be relegated from the First Division South as a result of their league points position. The First Division North is not affected by this decision. In more positive news, Sean Hesse has taken the helm at Marine on a permanent basis after guiding the relegation battlers to the brink of safety in the Premier Division. After suffering just one defeat in 10 games as caretaker since replacing former manager Cal McCauley in February, the 36-year-old was confirmed on Wednesday as the new Mariners boss following Tuesday night's 1-1 draw with Curzon Ashton at the Arriva Stadium. Also on Tuesday night, as well as celebrating a 1-0 win over league leaders FC United, Skelmersdale also recorded the second highest attendance ever at Stormy Corner. A crowd of 1,133 saw Tommy Lawson's side beat the Premier Division pace setters 1-0 at the West Lancashire College Stadium. So congratulations to them, he says through gritted teeth. Elsewhere, and in more positive news, Spalding United have thanked their fans for helping them secure the ground grading they need for promotion. Currently fifth and in the final playoff spot after their 1-1 draw at Leek Town on Saturday in Division 1 South, the Tulips have confirmed they'll be eligible to play at Step 3 of the non-league pyramid next season after receiving their Grade D ground grading certificate. In Division 1 North, Salford City have announced that they are offering free entry to their final home game of the campaign when they could be crowned champions. The Amis are currently 3 points ahead of Darlington, who enjoy a game in hand in the race for the First Division North title, and they say there'll be no charge at the turnstiles at Moor Lane for both sets of fans when they host Ossett Town on what they hope will be their final home fixture of the campaign, and a very historic day. And that game will be taking place on Saturday, the 25th of April, at Moor Lane. So head down there. And finally, Northern Premier League's Belper Town are looking to boost their expanding media output with two new recruits. Ideally, officials say that they are looking for students working towards careers in the media with a love of sport to fill these two positions. And the positions in question are club press officer and video journalist for their forthcoming endeavour, Nailers TV. Next season's Division 1 Southside Belper are hoping to hear from potential candidates who'd enjoy putting their training to the test while helping to promote the club. For more information, please email info@belpertownfc.co.uk. And with that, that's the news for this week. It's back over to you, Ben. Right, thank you to Ben there for the news, but it's now time to review last weekend's fixtures and the midweek fixtures as well while we're at it. And there's only one place we can turn to, dear folks. And I, for talent, it's James Hayes from the EvoStick NPL Facebook group. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Vern. How are you?
I'm all right. Where are you?
I'm at Radcliffe Borough getting ready to see the next year's Academy Lot trials. So.
That's right. Do you mean Division 1 North guaranteed, Radcliffe Borough?
That is indeed Radcliffe Borough guaranteed, of course.
On behalf of all the listeners, congratulations on your smugness. Well done. Right. It's been an interesting few days in the NPL Premier Division. Where do we start, James? Well, let's start with FC United and Manchester nil and their trip to Witton Albion, where Witton Albion were also nil. And then midweek, FC United going to Skelmersdale and losing 1-0. Now, I do have to ask this question, James. Have you jinxed my beloved FC United? Is that what you've done?
Well, obviously, we've got a podcast here next year, so we need to keep it relevant. But
I've assured everyone, even if we get promoted, I'm still doing this show. I've said.
Fair enough. But it's always comes down to FC United. There's always one blip in the season they have during a winning streak before they come back onto it. Is this the time where it's happened? They dropped 4 points in 2 weeks from dropping 4 points between November and March. Everyone thought FC United, it's impossible to lose the league title now. Mm-hmm. But now we can see it's going to come to the last day. Of a
no, it's not. It's not going to the last day. It's not. It's not happening. It's not happening. Anyway, if it does go to the last day, it would need Workington to win all their games that they've got left. But they are having a good stab at it. On Saturday, they went to Belper Town and won comfortably 2-1. And then, midweek, they hosted Trafford and won 1-0. Those were tricky games for Workington, and they've navigated them quite well. So we'll see. I'm not going to play the John Flanagan mind games just yet. But you're doing very well, Workington. Keep up the good work. Also still in the title race is Ashton United. But Ashton United did get beat on Saturday away at Barwell. But then midweek went to Ramsbottom and won 3-0. What do you reckon?
I think if Ashton miss out on the title, I know every club have said it, miss out on the playoffs, if you miss out on the title, I think the Barwell game is where Ashton will look at.
A team who did drop out of the title picture on Saturday was Ilkeston. Grantham Town 1, Ilkeston 0. Bit of a shock, that one, I'm going to suggest. But they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, Ilkeston, I think, are rooted in there now. There's only one space really to fight for, and I will come back to that in a second. Yeah. Better with the two teams there. But again, Ilkeston, the last couple of weeks, they can see them, how they've dropped away from being title contenders, having that blip every team seems to have had. But I think, again, now they know they're pretty much there. The only thing they can look at now is seeing, can they catch up to Ashton or Workington and get a home tie in the playoffs for it? So, again, there's a lot still to play for. Again, because the playoffs are only one match. Home advantage is massive.
Let's go down another position in the league. Curzon Ashton doing quite well in keeping the head above water. Just on Saturday, they won 4-0 quite convincingly against Kingsland Town. But then midweek, they went to Marine and drew 1-1. But they had to get an equaliser on the 85th minute. We'll come back to Marine shortly. But Curzon?
I think Blythe are putting the pressure on here to him now, because now Blythe have finished their run of game back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Again, they've got the opportunity to relax, and they can see, because they've not dropped that many points during that period. I know they had the 3-all draws, but again, they're still scoring 3 goals a game. Imagine what they could do late in the season.
We should say, that draw midweek, though, for Blythe Spartans, they did win on Saturday, as you say, winning against Nantwich 2-1. But then midweek, as Curzon were drawing away at Marine, Blythe Spartans were drawing 0-0 at home to Matlock Town.
I mean, Matlock is still in a bit of a revival at the moment anyway from the doom and gloom period. So naturally, I think that was a good result for both teams there, because with Blythe, especially with Matlock on form. So Blythe, again, I did see that as an opportunity drop, definitely. But they're still within a shout.
We should say we've got Mark Carruthers coming on very shortly, the press officer for Blythe Spartans. He'll be giving you a bit more of an insight into where Blythe currently are. Barwell are still with the outside chance, still an outside chance. They won 1-0 on Saturday, as we said earlier, against Ashton United. And because they've played so many games more than everyone else, they've not played midweek as yet. Shall we move towards the bottom of the table then now?
I can see this one getting very tasty down the bottom end.
Yeah, this is getting tasty. Now, firstly, congratulations to Belper Town. You're off the bottom of the table. So congratulations. Yeah, that's I think that's symbolic and something that they're after. And congratulations for doing that. Let's discuss Marine. Marine, I've made their caretaker manager permanent this week. It's been a steady week for Marine, though. 2-2 away at Stourbridge on Saturday. That was followed by a 1-1 on Tuesday against Curzon Ashton. Marine, though, if they play the cards right and the results go their way on Saturday, could be out of the bottom four. That's remarkable, isn't it?
But they could, but they can still go down this weekend as well if results go against them.
I love this part of the season. This is great.
That's what I mean. You've still got four or five teams fighting for potentially two spots. I mean, obviously, I mentioned in a second what could happen.
Yes.
With the AGM Cup, because that's getting, looking at this morning, that's getting pretty tasty from when everyone was thinking it's all over. Swampy doesn't know what he's talking about, basically.
Boom.
But
Testify. Stamford are currently in the fourth relegation spot. Stamford 1, Whitby Town 1 on Saturday at home. Still can't get a win at home, Stamford. We've said it before, this is like someone trying to have a fight with one arm tied behind the back at the moment.
It is.
What do you think? Because Stamford are a good side. They just can't win at home, can they?
Yeah. Stamford, obviously, Stamford, your club's still got an opportunity to stay up at this moment in time, but the mentality is not there for him. So if they go down, they've got to look at their attitude for the last couple of weeks. They think they're doomed at the moment. They're not. They've still got a fighting chance against them. You've still got Ramsbottom struggling. You've still got Frickley struggling. Make one of them team, put the pressure on them and get the results. They've only got two games left this season, but otherwise they'll be looking at Division 1 South next year, and there's some long trips by the looks of it at the moment.
Also in this relegation battle is Frick Athletic, as you said. And Frickley did get a win on Saturday, a crucial 3 points, going to Trafford and winning 3-2 in a quite ding-dong affair, it has to be said. And then midweek, though, as is the way with teams down there, they went to Belper and Belper won 2-0.
Belper, again, looking to keep that form up they've had for the second part of the season. I mean, it's nothing to them now, but again, they want to put their mark on the season to make sure, obviously,
they don't
they're going down. They might be down, but they're down swinging. So, I mean, again, with what the situation in the Ryman at the moment, I might as well mention it now quickly. Everyone thought that it was dead and buried for the one reprieve spot at the moment going to the Northern League. It's not. As it stands, Stamford and Peacecombe are on the same points and the same goal difference.
More da-da-da's. Oh, it's so tense. It's so tense.
It is. So you don't have clubs looking at not just results that they can't influence as well at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I said it on the podcast last week, one team will be going down with more than a point of game difference.
Well, at this point then, we have to throw Witten and Ramsbottom back into the mix, I feel. Saturday, Witten Albion obviously drew 0-0 with FC United, and a lot of people at Witten were saying that was a big result for Witten Albion.
Yeah.
And I agree it was. And if we throw Ramsbottom United into this mix, on Saturday, Ramsbottom drew 1-1 with Hillsborough in town and midweek got beat by Ashton United 3-0. Rammy still have the games in hand. They are playing this evening, I believe. Who are they playing this evening? They're playing Curzon, aren't they? Is it Curzon?
Away at Curzon.
They're away at Curzon.
Again, both have to win realistically.
Firstly, Witten Albion. Where do we think Witten are at this moment in time?
I'm going to mention Ramsbottom with this as well, because I think they both realistically just need a point to survive at this moment. I know they're still mathematically not safe with that point, but it adds a lot of... Hang on.
Duck.
Yeah, no, I just scored a massive header right on the NPL show. There we go.
Of course, no one was there to verify that statement James has just made. Anyway.
But, both just realistically need a point. I know it doesn't make him mathematically safe, but with games on the last day of the season, it'd probably put them both in the Premier League next year. I think the pressure's off them again now at the moment, unless results go against them this weekend, and then, again, it's going to be ding-dong on the last day of the season.
Ding-dong, exactly. Just to say, there were other matches that took place this past weekend in the NPL, but, Anyway, Division 1 North, thoughts?
I think the playoff race is all over now. Spennymoor just require a point to get in there, but they've got to come to a resoundingly stronger Radcliffe Borough at the moment.
With Reggie Twaits.
To ruin seasons. Yes. Yeah, so obviously Mosley and Scarborough, I've got the work cut out, especially because, again, as soon as Spain won't get that point, that's the playoffs finish. But yeah, it's going on down to the wire with Salford and Downton as well.
Indeed.
So it's not all over in that division. I know even all the relegation spots are.
Yeah.
But obviously they're in buried, but it's still Salford and Downton are going, it's pretty much going to go to the last day, I reckon, especially with the fixtures they've got.
It's a lot more exciting in Division 1 South. Pretty much at this moment in time, we've got Stafford Rangers, Sutton Coldfield Town, Gresley and Spalding all competing for two remaining playoff spots. That is proper boom, banger, bang.
It is. I mean, obviously, Saturday as well, Mickleover missing the chance of winning the title on the game as well. I mean, last night, they came to the 80th minute to keep the title race live with them in the league. So, naturally, it's going to be interesting. But obviously, with the news this week that four teams have decided to either withdraw or are going to fold before the end of the season, it does put a sour note on what's going to happen.
Can I just ask your opinion on something? Because we just covered Division 1 North and we said the relegation issue was sorted in that league. With these teams leaving Division 1 South, is there a chance of teams moving across?
Yeah, obviously the same rule is going to apply with the Premier as it is with the First Division, but obviously there's a minimum of six spaces left at the moment.
Yeah.
So it might not be doom and gloom for New Mills as such yet, but Kidsgrove have guaranteed to stay in the division this year, even if finishing the bottom two. But again, it's with New Mills, I think if they're going to get a reprieve, they just need to get a couple more points.
Right.
But from what, speaking to someone over Twitter this week, they had an interesting idea in regards to what's happening in the future. I've been in a way because, again, it's going to come to a point soon where potentially the next 2 years, you're going to see this happening in a lot of divisions. I think something does need to happen to help teams, not financially, but just be able to
play. If only there was a pot of money somewhere higher up in the leagues, which could be filtered down somehow. I wonder where that money could come from. Anyway, those are the views of James Hayes. All speculation at this moment in time. So if you're a New Mills fan, don't get your hopes up just yet. But, James, would you like to give a plug for the work you do and the work that other people are doing in your glorious MPL Facebook world?
Yes, of course. Facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter @the MPL group. And hopefully I'll be having a nice bit of champagne on Sunday as well.
My goodness.
I think it was.
And me too. Me too, I hope. No, I can't do that, can I? I'm not biased on this show, listener. I know people say it's the Manchester show, but we love everyone in the North. Sorry, in North. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, sponsored by EvoStick. Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll be speaking to you next week. Right, thank you to James Hayes there, but enough about the past. It's now time to turn our eyes to this week's crucial, and as I said earlier, it's proper crucial, yo. The proper crucial, yo, weekend of MPL football coming up. And to join me, hand in hand, to go through this weekend's fixtures, from the Non-League Daily, we're joined by Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark, how are you?
Hello there.
I was going to say, you're famous for another thing as well, and that's appearing in the background of Match of the Day Live, just there, easing your way in.
Do you know, people think I did that on purpose, but I can hand and heart say that. I didn't even realise the cameras were there.
Mark, you said on this very show in November, I'm going to appear on Match of the Day Live. I'm going to make sure I ease my way in. That's what you said.
That doesn't sound like something I would say.
Anyway, first off, we've had, I would say, too much attention on Curzon Ashton of late, with John Flanagan and the like. How is this race for fifth going to pan out, do you think?
I'm going to go all mind games here, but they're the favourites for it, aren't they?
Oh, lovely.
I don't think there's any pressure on Spartans now. And to be honest, I don't think there has been since the end of the Cup run. You know, no one expected us to still be in there. We kept getting told, the players will be too tired. And I mean, they are. The players are knackered, but, they're still putting in performances. We've got a run of, I think it's one defeat in 22 now, or one defeat in 23, which the only thing that's killed us is we've had too many draws. Curzon are the favourites. It's simple as that. And all we can do is keep winning and see what happens.
When it comes to this running at the moment, are you over the tiredness now? Because you had about 4 3-0 draws, didn't you, in a
yeah,
row or something silly?
Yeah, that was fun. it was. It's probably the reason why I'm going a bit grey, to be honest. What those sort of that 7 days of draws. It was. I think it's the case now. We've kind of just pushed through the tiredness. The end of the season's in sight, and again, The playoffs were a long shot back in January, and I think they still are now, to be honest. I don't see Curzon dropping too many points between now and the end of the season. But you never know. Was it Ferguson who called it Devon Locke, I think it was?
Yes.
That could happen, you never know. But, you know, we'll keep fighting and we'll keep going. We've got a tricky game at Witten on Saturday.
We're going to come to those fixtures shortly, but can I just say that was superb mind games you showed there. That was proper.
But no, I mean, Aaron Flanagan, I've been having a bit of banter with him on Twitter, and you know, he's a good lad. But I hope the playoff chase blows up in their faces and we get in there.
Look at what you just did. You let it slip. Oh, sorry. Right, okay. let's kick things off with this weekend's fixtures, and we'll start just in alphabetical order because it's the easiest way. Barwell against Ramsbottom United. We just discussed the playoff picture. Have Barwell still got a chance? It needs a lot to happen, doesn't it, for Barwell?
I guess any club in and around there would say until it's mathematically impossible, it could happen. But I think Barwell are, you know, if we're outsiders, and they're massive outsiders. Mm-hmm. Having said that, they've had a very, very good season and have performed above what anyone thought they would, I think.
And Ramsbottom United, it's looking a bit more... they've still got to play some Thursday matches, but it's looking a bit more comfortable for them now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're out of there. You know, I've seen Ramsbottom play, I think, maybe four times this season now, and I've always been impressed with them. They've obviously had a period of change there through what happened with players going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But they're a good club, and they're well run. They've impressed me this season since they've come up, and I think they'll kick on next season.
We're going to discuss Blyth's chances against Witten Albion at the end of this fixture preview, but let's go to the team currently in box seat in fifth position, Curzon Ashton. They're playing Halesowe in town over the weekend. We've had some correspondence in, firstly from Rob Lloyd from a Halesowe perspective. Last away day for the Yelts at Curzon Ashton. The Barmy Army will be there as ever. A win would be a great way to end our superb away trips in the MPL this season. Would be delighted with a draw as they're pushing hard for the playoffs. Hopefully, with it being their fourth game in a week, means we can take advantage if they run out of steam. And that's a very good point you've made there, Rob. And Oliver Newell, from a Curzon perspective, our last home game of the season, hoping for a big win against Strong Hills Owen side. Two consecutive promotions possibly on the horizon. But Rob's got a point, hasn't he, about Curzon running out of steam?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to run out of steam. So, you know, that's definitely going to happen. no, seriously, I mean, it's Hills Owen are a test for anyone. You know, they've had some great results this season. They're, as you said, they're a strong physical side. Who can match anyone in the league, and it'll not be easy. It'll not be a walkover, but I think we know in this league there's no walkovers. But I do fancy Curzon just to sneak it. They've got a bit of momentum. I can't see them slipping up.
That's good. Determined to slip up, FC United are hosting Stamford on Saturday, and Stamp has been in touch. A sound thrashing for Stamford AFC, and thus relegation beckons. Stamford are in that dogfight. FC United, let's just say, are playing for draws, I think, at this moment in time. How do you think this one's going to pan out?
I can't see anything but a home win. FC United might have had a little bit of a wobble recently. I know Workington have, you know, they've made a bit of ground on them, but I think this will be the day when FC United finally escape the evil clutches of the Evo Stick.
Oh, no, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. And from a Stamford perspective, we're going to cover Marine shortly, but this could be the weekend where Marine bounce out of the bottom four, remarkably. But just on Stamford at this moment in time, what do you think their chances are?
Stamford, I must admit, last season they had plenty of pace, plenty of power, but this year they don't seem to have evolved into anything else. They're just, I find them quite predictable. Obviously, they've had the move into the new stadium as well, which I thought might have kicked them on a bit and give them a bit of a lift, but I think they're going to go. Right. Personally, I think they're going to be the ones who fall through the trap door.
Sorry, Stamper.
Sorry about that.
Also on Saturday, potentially game of the day, I'm going to suggest, Ilkeston against Workington, and a must win for Workington.
Yeah, I think I'd like them both to lose. Can we sort that out?
Wow, those are the views of Matt Carruthers. Nothing to do with this show.
purely from a selfish point of view, that is. Two great clubs and two clubs that I visited recently with Blythe. Wigan, given how difficult it is to come down from the Conference North.
Giving it a good go, haven't they?
They've had a really good go. I mean, people shouldn't forget, you know, it's Gavin Skelton's first management job. And he's really turned them around. I mean, they struggled at first, and it looked as if it was only going to go one way. But he's turned them around, and he's done a great job there. And, you know, they've got goals on their side. They've got goals all over the side, and I can actually see them beating Ilkeston, if I'm honest.
Right. Yes.
Ilkeston are a.
Well, they're playing for the playoffs now, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great club. I keep saying that, don't I? I say that about everyone, except Curzon, of course.
Yes.
Ilkeston, for me, I think whatever they say, the Kevin Wilson situation has affected them a little bit. Understandably, the guy's been there since the club reformed, hasn't he? And he's a great manager and a really nice guy as well. He'll have been around them players for a long time, so you can't tell me there hasn't been some sort of mental impact on them. Apologies to Mark Duffy if he's listening, by the way. But I do think Wigan will sneak that one.
Right, we'd mentioned Marin earlier, and... It does have to be said, this could be a momentous moment for Marin this weekend if the results pan out that way. They're hosting Belper Town, and Alex Sinclair says 3 points for Marin at home to Belper, then more nail-biting and frantic Twitter updating. Marin, they changed the manager, didn't they?
Yes.
A couple of months ago, and they've not looked back.
They haven't, and it's been announced today, of course, that he's got the job on a full-time basis as well.
I should hope so.
I think there's a 1-9 or something that they've had since he got the job. I mean, Sean Hussey, he's come in and done a fantastic job. I think everyone in the league thought they were dead and buried at one point, but they've, he's managed to somehow reinvigorate them, and they really look as if they're the ones who are going to get out of it. I went there with Blythe. I think it was 3 weeks ago now. I've had that many games, I can't remember. And we sneaked a 3-3 draw. It was one of the 3-3 draws he mentioned. Last-minute equaliser from Michael Richardson. We could have been out of that game by half-time. They seem to have had an injection of pace in the team. They're very creative going forward, which I quite like. At the back, they do look as if they can ship goals. However, on Saturday, I think it'll be comfortably a Marine win by... at least 3, I'll go.
And while we're talking about Belper, congratulations to Belper. You are no longer bottom of the table. So, congratulations. Also, on Saturday, we've got Rushall Olympic against Nantwich Town, and Daniel Owen is in party mood. He said, party time at Rushall, Dabbers staying up, and fancy dress. He's a Nantwich fan, obviously. But yeah, are Nantwich staying up? I think they possibly are now, aren't they? Yes, I think they probably are. Yes, they're well clear. Congratulations to Nantwich Town. For a moment, it was looking a bit dodgy, but they've strung the wins together and are now well out of it.
Yeah, again, another well-run club on the Nantwich. They another team who've probably reacted well to a change of manager, and that game's just—it's a bit of a dead rubber, isn't it? It's an end-of-season game.
Well, it's got filler written all over it.
the pressure's off. You wouldn't be surprised if it was a 3-3 or a 4-3 or something like that.
While we're talking about dead rubber games, there's two. Back-to-back here, and the alphabet is a strange thing to put these two fixtures together, but they have Stourbridge against Buxton and Trafford against Grantham. Anything to add? Good?
No, actually, no. There's nothing to add.
Apart from, obviously, sad news about Trafford, but it's a weird situation, I'd imagine, for Stourbridge, Buxton and Grantham Town fans, but enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's a lovely summer's day outside. Just enjoy it.
There's a lot to be said about going to watch a game without any pressure.
And, yes.
Take full advantage, because when it comes to August again, it'll be back.
Whitby Town are hosting Ashton United. Ashton United still in with a chance of winning the league.
But they have
to win all their matches.
What I like about Ashton is they've made a couple of good signings to win. In a position of strength, they haven't just stood still. They brought in some experience, and it's really helped them. I don't think they'll win the league. I think there's only one team's going to win that, and I've said that since August, I think.
Stop it. You mean Wilkinson? No.
But, you know, I can only see FC United winning it. Ashton, I think, might slip up on Saturday at Whitby. I know Whitby haven't got a lot to play for, but when I say slip up, I don't mean get beat. I think it'll be a draw.
Right, OK. And lastly, and this is where you come into your own here, Mark, Witton Albion against Blyth Spartans, and John Haig has been in touch to say, Blyth have to keep winning to stand any chance of overtaking Curzon Ashton. Got a hope for a Rammy win tonight as well. Howay Blyth. So,
do you need that translated or anything?
Doesn't that mean just, yay, come on, Blyth?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay. What do you reckon then? Because Witton at this moment in time aren't completely safe, it has to be said. They do need to win. It's a bit of a long journey for us. What do you think?
Every journey is a long journey
for us. That's true.
I've got to be honest, not that anyone will care, but Witton are actually one of my favourite clubs in the league.
Oh, look at this.
I really enjoy going down there.
Someone after a press pass. Is that what this is?
I don't need one, I've got one. No, it's a great club. And to be honest, it was the first club I went to when I joined Spartans. My first competitive game was at Witton. So it'll always be, you know, I'm being a bit soppy here. It'll always be a special place, you know, for me. I think we'll draw on Saturday, I've got to be honest. One thing I like about Witton, I've said this again about other clubs, but they're great going forward. I really, really rate Alex Titchener. I think he's one of the best forwards in the league on his day. I've just got a feeling that their desperation to get out of the relegation battle or desperation to stay in the playoff chase will just cancel each other out.
Midweek, just cover these fixtures off there quick. On Tuesday night, Ashton United are playing Witton Albion. SC United could win the league potentially against Stourbridge on Tuesday. Ramsbottom United are hosting Frickley Athletic, and Trafford are hosting Blyth Spartans. Just to mention, for another trip down to the South Manchester Cheshire area for years midweek. Again, it's a tough ask for you a lot, isn't it?
It is, but we're kind of used to it now. Yeah. We seem to have spent about 90% of our time on the road this season. Trafford, again, it's one of those ones where, you know, they've got no pressure. Their fate's being sealed, and it's a tricky one. I guess we won't know what we've got to do until we get Saturday out of the way. So it's a wait and see. We did get beat there last season, mind, so we do owe them one.
So just to finish up here, you think FC United are going to win the league?
Yes.
And the playoff spots, you going with in what order?
Workington, Ashton, Curzon, Ilkeston.
Right. So you think Curzon are going to overtake Ilkeston at some point?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I think who've Ilkeston got? They've got obviously Workington Saturday. I think they'll get beat. And then I think last day of the season, did they go to Whitby possibly? Or
let me tell
you, I don't know where they're at, but I think we'll draw last day of the season.
Nantwich,
that's the one. I think we'll draw there, and I can see Curzon overtaking them.
And for relegation, for those last two remaining spots, I think third bottom is definitely relegated. The fourth bottom will be decided at the AGM. Who's going to definitely get relegated in that third relegation spot?
Oh, this is horrible.
Yes, come on.
This isn't...
Get off the fence.
It's a comfortable place to be, though. Who have I said?
I will include all this hesitation and thought.
You can do, because this is horrible. I don't want anyone to go. Everyone's tears up, and we all enjoy it. No, I think Witton will get out of it.
Yeah,
I can see that. I think Marina out of it. So I'll go Stamford.
Stamford and Frickley to finish fourth bottom and routinely get saved like they normally do.
Yeah, because you know that's just what they do, isn't it? So
well, someone has to, and congratulations, Frickley. Anyway, so Mark Carruthers, anything else to add?
No, not at all. Thanks for having me, and good luck in the Conference North.
Would you like to give a plug for all the work you do just before you go?
Yeah, if anyone wants to have a look at the work that I do, it's on nonleaguedaily.com. News from around the non-league pyramid and a number of writers from around the various leagues, including the EvoStick.
And we should also say you work at Radio Northumberland as well. You co-commentate on that. And any matches coming up?
We have the Northumberland Senior Cup final from St James's Park between Blyth Spartans and Morpeth Town.
Right.
It's going to be quite an occasion, and hopefully round off the season with a nice shiny trophy, which aren't seen very often at St James's Park, are they? So that'll be fun.
So, Matt Carruthers from the Non-League Daily, have fun and good luck, and I hope that you and Curzon both win. And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry's been in touch to say, boring 0-0 for Warrington against Ossie Albion this weekend. Just to repeat, boring 0-0. You watch, Lloyd. I bet it's going to be an 8-all mammoth match. You watch, Lloyd. I bet you. James Hayes has been on to gloat and said, we are staying up. And then I'm assuming he wants you to all sing along at home, even if your side isn't staying up this year. But anyway, I don't really care about the result on Saturday, but would like to keep our record up of ruining team seasons. Sorry, spending more fans. Jonathan Wood, from a Radcliffe perspective, also adds, hopefully a nice win for Borough to finish off the home season, even though Paddyham have been playing with more freedom since relegation was confirmed. If Radcliffe can put about 15 past Spennymoor, then fair enough. Otherwise, I'm not sure whose season they would be ruining. So there you are, James. Have that. John Sobey has been in touch to say it's Chase Town away for Leek Town, and it's a tricky call for Leek Aswell. We only need 3 more points from our last 3 games to seal second place and home advantage for any playoff ties. But we're at Vale Park on Monday night for the Staff Senior Cup final, a chance to win our first piece of silverware in nearly 20 years. Mathematically, we're also still in the title race, so there's a lot to think about down at Harrison Park this week. There is, John. And good luck in your senior cup final there. Paul Griffiths has been in touch to say Kidsgrove turn it on and win 6-0 at Rainworth. Gary Tunnicliffe has been in touch to say Gresley FC annual community day starts at 11 a.m. on our last weekend home fixture. Lots of fun and new faces all welcome. Big crowd, nice weather, and hopefully 3 points to cement playoff places. Right, so I need to plug that properly, don't I? So, Gresley are at home to Tividale on Saturday. Head down to Gresley and get there for about 11 a.m. Sounds like you could have a cracking day, according to Gary. Just to say, I've not checked Gary as a legitimate source, so please check the official website for Gresley for more details. And following all that reaction earlier to Radcliffe Borough gloating, Spenny fan Chris has been in touch to say, after a strange April so far, Spennymoor have only Radcliffe Borough away and Burscough at home left to play, and only need at least a point from those 2 games to be in the playoffs. The target was the playoffs for this season, and what a great first season it has been for Spennymoor. It's not over yet either, Chris. Ian Lummis has been in touch to say, reaction needed after a narrow loss to Leek. 3 games against 3 excellent sides, and it's a good test of our characters to see if we can rebound and make the playoffs. As Gary said from Gresley, it's our community day, so it's a good chance to make an impression on some of the next generation. Just to confirm, Gresley is Tividale, but please check Gresley's website. Not that I don't believe Gary or Ian, but just check Gresley's website. Just make sure there is actually going to be a fun day on Saturday, 11 a.m, by the way, at Gresley's ground. And finally, Steve Sharman from Newcastle Town has been in touch to say, confirm our playoff place. At home to Loughborough on Saturday. Leek did us a big favour last night, as third place is now in our own hands again. And my apologies, because during our little review there with Mark Carruthers, I forgot Matlock Town were playing Kings Lynn Town. So, we've had 2 correspondents in about this fixture. One from a Matlock Town perspective and one from a Kings Lynn Town perspective. From Kings Lynn Town, we have the ever sturdy Liam Rusling, who said 4-0 to Matlock Town. Another strong correspondence there, Liam. Thank you. And from Phil Lindley, we've got Matlock are probably safe now. With the teams below all having at least 1 difficult game, they can't win them all. But a last home win against Kings Lynn would be the icing after 2 hard-fought draws. Good luck to both sides over the weekend. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. And thank you, dear listener, for all your correspondence. Well, that is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. And there aren't that many shows left, folks. But you can join us next week for another edition of Evo Stick Extra. I've been Ben Hughes, and thank you to my guests this week, Matt Carruthers from nonleaguedaily.com and Blythe Spartans, and of course James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, also sponsored by Evo Stick. You can follow this show on Twitter at NPL Show, but from everyone here at Evo Stick Extra, remember, wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you don't get too caught up in it, because it's just football, yeah? It's all right. It's all right. It's okay to cry. It's not your fault. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.